It is time for this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Joel, I'm doing great. Hope everybody else is, too.
Oh, yeah. What have you got in store for us today?
Okay. Well, we got a big, an exciting weekend this weekend and next weekend coming up. This weekend, we have two sort of spring cleanup work days, preparing trail days. So if anybody wants to get out on Saturday and then just enjoy some of the beautiful trails and beautiful weather, we're going to have a little rain early in the morning, but I think it's going to be gone by 7. And so we're going to meet at 9 o'clock in two different locations. One is at Brinco at the corner of Bridge Street and Carter Mill Falls. And from there, Herb McDonald is going to lead a group of actually the Methodist men and Methodist women. Methodist men and Presbyterian men are leading this group, and they're inviting anybody else, women, men, children. Anybody can come work on this trail, especially anybody who's worked on the trail before. If you don't know what you need to do, they will show you. But if you've been out on trails before, they'd love to have you to help lead some of the group. We hope to have a big group out there, and this is on a 1.1-mile section of Grassy Creek and Brook Falls Dairy Trail between those two roads and the Three Bridge. It's just beautiful out there out by Grassy Creek. So hope somebody will, lots of you will come on out on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock at the Brinco office. The second spring cleanup day is in the Elkin Municipal Park. We're going to meet up beyond the Recreation Park Gym where the smokestack sculpture is that John McComb built several years back, designed and built with a lot of help of friends. And we're going to meet there, sign in, and then we've got a number of projects working real closely with PRISM. They've got their leadership out there. Their whole team is coming out to work, I think. Met with them this week, and a lot of interested, excited people from PRISM are going to be working that day. But we'd like to invite any other community citizen who wants to spruce the trails up. We're going to get up the debris. We're going to clean up any trash that got blown off the bridges. We're going to fix the gutter under the bridge. We're going to do a bunch of clean runnel, prepare runnels with granite dust and mulch. Working with closely with the Parks and Recreation Division, they're going to deliver mulch and granite dust out there for us to use along the trail. And bring a rake, shovel, and hoe to all of these. To both of these adventures, and it's at 9 o'clock as well. We're going to both of them start at 9, which is convenient. We'll get a lot of work done, and then we can enjoy it all the rest of the spring, summer, and fall. So hope a lot of people will come out and do that. Men, women, children, bring a dog. It's got to be on a leash, but it'll be a lot of fun, so come on out. Next weekend, the 24th, 5th, and 6th is the Friends of the Mountain to Sea Trail meeting in Elkin. We have 305 people from all over the state registered for that meeting. They'll be coming here and having a meeting on Friday night and all day and Saturday until 3 o'clock. And for the town, what's most important to know is that we're going to have 300 visitors in our town at least. I think the hotels are getting booked up pretty well. There's some of them are staying two nights. We have a series of hikes they'll be taking, and but something that should be really fun for our community is we've lined up a art and music hike on Saturday afternoon from 3 to 9:30. Not all one hike. You can take it in one-hour blocks or two-hour blocks and starts down near the Liberty, but we have the Wanderlust Studios, Art Folk Studios, the Foothills Arts Council, a new business called the Living Water Foundation. A number of studios are going to be open, and each one of those events, studios, there's going to be a band at different times. So from 2 to 4 p.m. back in time is going to be at the Dutch Castle out on 656 North Bridge. It's a little bit of a rock band, but it brings back the music of the 60s and 70s. So if you really want to see some, buy some interesting memorabilia and collectibilia and those kind of things, that's a great place to go shop. But also to have that band, it'll be a lot of fun. Right. And then from 3 to 5 and 7 to 9, there's some blues music down at the Wanderlust Studios, 3 to 5 and 7 to 9, Wanderlust Studios. And then at Alley Gray, the old building where Alley Gray used to be, we're opening that up, and there's going to be some music there, Mecca and Adam Lowe, Caroline Beverly, and Rick are going to be there playing music. And Pixionis, the Vineyard, is going to be pouring wine from 4 to 6 there. Oh. So we'd like folks to come out to that. From 5 to 7, the band called the Old Country Store with Joe Thrift, Russell McCumber, Charlie Pickford, Tammy Sawyer, and David Sawyer. They're going to be playing at Foothills Arts Council. And they will also be pouring wine. Round Peak Wine will be pouring there. And at 3 to 5 and 7 to 9, the Carolina Heritage Vineyard is going to be pouring wine. So at 7 to 9, there's karaoke in Southern Maine if you want to get out there and strut your stuff. And then another special event from 7:30 to 9:30, Martha Bassett is playing at Grassy Creek Vineyard. All these activities are free and open to the public. No charge to attend. If you want to buy a glass of wine, you can. If you just want to enjoy the music, you can. So I encourage folks to come on out and show your supportive community and really just have a good time.
Okay. You know,
meet some of these folks and show them what we're like up here. And how's that?
That's got it, buddy. Yeah, that's it. All right. Okay, my friend, it is going to be a great weather weekend. Got to warm up, and that's the good news. We hope it will at least
warm
up. Oh, yeah,
right.
All right.
60 degrees, right?
Yeah, all right. Dr. Bill Blackley, thank you, my friend. And also thanks to Salem Oral Surgery for their sponsorship of this week's Elk and Valley Trails Association Report.
Yep. We'll
see you.
Come on out and bring a friend.
Okay, see you, buddy. Bye.
Okay, bye.